And we welcome in Falcons quarterback Matt Schaub, who joins us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show. Schaubie, how was your Thanksgiving? I know the game didn't go like you wanted it to, but how was the time with the family and the time after the game?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously it didn't start off the way we wanted it to with Thursday night, but to have a couple days off to enjoy the holiday with the kids and with the family, it was a nice little break to just recharge a little bit here for the last quarter of the season, but it was a tough start to it.
Yeah, when you go into the game and you know you're not going to have Julio Jones, you know that's going to have a significant impact. You know you didn't have Austin Hooper. Talk about the game plan and the approach and the attack that you guys wanted to get done without some of your weapons available to go.
Obviously, you know, having some of those guys down hurts, you know, what you're trying to get done, you know, what we've done all year. And those are two big pieces to our passing game and how defenses try to play you. You know, when Julio's out there, the impact that it just his presence has on how a defense is going to scheme against you, that matters. And so, you know, we found ourselves playing more traditional type defenses, which, yeah, that brings the whole field into play and allows you to work everybody. But as far as game planning, the run game was pretty much the same as it always is for us, and how we went about attacking the fronts they were playing and everything like that. In the pass game, it's by committee. You got to have everyone, you know, pick up a little bit of the slack, you know, where they can. You know, we went a little more 10 personnel, which is four wide receivers and one back, and to give our tight ends that were in there with Jaden Graham and Carson Meyer a little break, you know, here and there. But they just had to pick up a little bit of that slack that, you know, with Hooper missing, will provide. And you know, Jaden did a nice job, caught a touchdown, caught a nice play on a scramble drill down the one sideline there in the second half. So it's by committee, and a lot of guys stepped up. You know, we saw those young receivers really play well and played hard. You know, Christian Blake and Russ Gage and Cal stepped up in a huge way and played that number one receiver role really well for us. So it gave us a chance to see those guys in that type of environment against that type of defense step up and have to play well.
Offensive coordinator Dirk Koetter said yesterday that, you know, the plan of attack when you want to be successful is to run the ball, have a play-action game, have a screen game, have you chipping down, and none of that was working to the design that you guys wanted to do. And for me, and I think for a lot of people, it comes down to the run game. If you can't run the ball, then you will have to throw the ball. And unfortunately, what has happened now is that Matt Ryan has been sacked. Talk about not running the ball and then how that's impacting what is happening at the end of this game, and especially what happened Thursday night.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you get down by multiple scores and you get, you know, in that second half and you're not being efficient with the run game, you know, you eliminate that one dimension and, you know, you just become a drop back passing team. And when you have a pass rush and certain guys on the edge, Cam Jordan and some of the other guys on their front, you know, they can just pin their ears back and go, it makes it tough to move the football. It makes it tough. You find yourself in long yardage situations, these third and eight pluses, third and 10 pluses, and those are hard to convert against any NFL defense, let alone one that's been playing, you know, the pass and the pass rush that those guys have. And so that makes it tough on you. You look at the games that we won, you look at the Saints and the Panthers, and then you go back to the Eagles game early in the season when you can run the ball effectively and have that threat. Then you have the game, you know, whether you have the lead or you have a close game and they have to honor that, then your play action pass, you can get those chunk plays and stay out of those third down situations that, you know, can be tough to convert. And, you know, we still had some play action passes that were huge for us. We had one that was big getting off our own goal line to Calvin for a 25 yard gain. That really was a big play for us to get the ball out of a hole. And so you got to have that balance so you can, you know, the whole playbook is available to you.
Matt, a lot of people watch the games and they watch it from their couch, and I don't think they understand how difficult it is to play quarterback. And especially when you stand down the barrel of a gun and you know that's the way the game is going and the flow of the game. Speak to us how difficult that is, just to hang in there, maintain confidence, let things develop downfield when you know you're going to take hits. And that's how the game that you really come to a conclusion that we might can't block them. How tough is it to hang in there for four quarters getting hit constantly?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy, but that's what we sign up for as quarterbacks. That's what we know. Certain games go that way, and you're not going to have games where you're standing back there just surveying the field and, you know, find the open receiver. You're going to have to get the ball out of your hands. You're going to have to, you know, play fast, make quick decisions, because those guys are coming, and everyone's got good pass rushers in this league, no matter who you are. And so, you know, it's tough, but, you know, that's one thing that Matt has always been great at, is being able to, you know, not flinch when those things are happening around him, and when games turn into that type of game. And, you know, because as a quarterback, everything starts with your feet, and, you know, having a base, having a platform, having, you know, quiet feet, and being able to just go through your reads and know when you got to check it down. And so it's tough when things go that way, but sometimes that's the way games go, and you got to, you know, find a way to get yourself back in the game. And we did, you know, albeit with all the things that were happening, negative things or whatever, we had a chance there in the fourth quarter to tie the game, to win the football game, and it just wasn't enough.
Matt, is it fair to say that Austin Hooper is one of those injuries you just couldn't afford, even with some protection problems, because that's right in a quarterback's face, the rhythm and, you know, the chemistry that those two guys have as far as offseason? Is that kind of magnified when it's the tight end right in front of your face?
I think that can play a role in it. I mean, anytime you have one of those guys that's such a valuable asset and weapon for you, especially on third downs when, you know, he can help on the edge with some of the DNs to slow down the rush and then get a check down. And one thing that Hoop's always proven is he's hard to bring down. He's hard to, in the open field, for one guy to get him down. He can make that guy miss and be able to get positive yards and get first downs. And so sometimes not having that security blanket underneath can hurt you and set you back. But, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get him back here sometime in the near future.
Jobby, you've been around the NFL for a while, and you've had, you know, been a part of some teams that had some seasons when it was over and you were out of the playoffs. The mood in the locker room, you're not hearing any talk or seeing anybody renting any U-Hauls yet, because you guys still have some games to play. Some guys still have jobs to earn for next year and moving forward. And you guys aren't losing games because of effort. It's really still just execution.
It is. And no, there's no U-Hauls. There's no Penske trucks pulling up. You know, it's you know, we're locked in. You know, guys are playing for one another. Guys know what's at stake. You know, you're playing to put your best foot forward and show what you can do and you know, how you can perform in the football that you're going to play. And everything's evaluated, you know, your demeanor, your effort, your preparation, your execution and practice on the field. And so all those things go into account, and guys understand there's a lot of young guys that are developing and are showing what they can do and how they can play this game. And so we're excited to see what they can do week in, week out here and play for one another. You know, this is, you know, a together group, and that's what we're going to do the next month, is play together and trust each other and go out and cut it loose.
How is Matt Ryan? Because he's frustrated. Everybody's frustrated, but he is taking a beating. He is on pace to be sacked and hit more than he was last year. He can't go off on his offensive line. You can't, and y'all shouldn't. But where are you when it's just a difficult season and physically the attrition of the NFL starts to wear down towards the end of the season?
Well, that's another thing about this position. You know, you have to just show the team that you're not fazed by it, and you have to go in and demonstrate a confidence and an air about you that, you know, you're not thinking about those things. You're not fazed by them. You just go out and you execute your game plan and you prepare and you're the leader. Everyone looks to you in tough times and in good times to set the tone. And that's nothing new to him or to any of us, and you know, that have been around the league in the game for any amount of time, is you got to demonstrate that ability to filter out tough times or good times and be able to just power through it. And that's something he does really well. And, you know, he showed when we were in there yesterday for a little bonus work to get ready for the Panthers this week. And so there's going to be no difference in that, because everyone's going to feed off of, you know, the quarterback's energy and what we bring day in, day out to the building. And that's something that will never change.
What time should Joe and I be at your house for the man cave party, Virginia? in the ACC championship game.
I know you're going to waiting for y'all to bring this up. I mean, the streak is over.
Wow.
We took them down, and we got the opportunity to go to the ACC title game and play Clemson. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. But there is no man cave party at my house. I'll be in the hotel on Saturday night. I'll be down there. I'll be tuned in. We'll be just getting out of meetings, and so we'll see how the Cavaliers do.
Cavaliers win, Matt, if they do what?
If they can not give Clemson extra possessions, if they can take care of the football like they've been doing, and they've been able to run the ball and pass it. So if they can stay balanced and not give them extra ops with the ball, I think we'll find ourselves with an opportunity in the second half. But that's a tough team that we're going against, and their defense is pretty stout, and their offense is explosive. So I think if we can take care of the football and we can slow down their running game, maybe we can have a good chance there in the third and fourth quarter.
All right, Chavi, let's see if you guys can get a win at home. Final game of this streak of home games and streak of games against division opponents, and just see if you can just get some win back in the sales. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, guys.